And we are underway at Griffin Park. Ball at the edge of the air. Is that a foul? It is, by Jansen. And 25 yards out, Brentford are going to get a real sighter on goal here.
Dangerous for Leeds.
Well, there's a big wall on the edge of the box. Lonergan waits. I'm not sure he can see this ball. It looks like Bardet's going to take it. Left-footed over the wall and just wide. He had the pace and the height, but not the direction. Sawyers gets it out wide. Josefsson on the right. Looks to put the cross in. It's deep. It'll run all the way through to this near side. Barbe will keep it in. He swings it back in. Lonergan backpedalling. Catches it. Dropped it. And it's a goal. Nightmare. An absolute nightmare for Andy Lonergan. Backtracking has dropped the ball. And Neil Maupay has headed into an open net. Andy Lonergan acknowledges his error, but it's a huge one for Thomas Christiansen. Leeds are behind at Griffin Park, and what an absolute disaster from Lonergan. It's Brentford 1, Leeds 0.
Yeah, what can you do? Crossing, he's got to do better there, Andy Lonergan, and tapping for Maupay, but really soft goal for Leeds to concede, and yet again they found themselves behind.
Long ball forward. This is when you might see Lasoga in action. He's in on goal, he's clean through, dinks it over the top, and he's put it over the top of goal. One long ball over the top, the keeper comes out, Bentley got nowhere near it, and Lasoga's touch was too heavy. It went over the top and behind. Big chance for Lee. Now Watkins is coming forward. Watkins running at Jansen, feeds it in behind. Oh, that's a penalty. It's a stonewall penalty. Pontus Jansen slides in, got caught the wrong side, and it's a penalty kick for Brentford. It's a howling error from Jansen. Watkins to make it 2-0. He stands in front of the Leeds fans here at Griffin Park. Hands on his hips on the 18-yard line. He waits for Atwell's whistle. It goes now. Here he comes. Right-footed over the top. It. That is a horrible, horrible penalty from Watkins. That missed nearly as bad as Lonergan's error for the first goal.
Wow. He went for power. And Leeds have had a lucky, lucky escape.
Stuart Atwell looks at his watch, and that will be half-time. So Lasoga off, roof on.
And replacement number 14,
Ewan O'Kane. And Ewan O'Kane makes way. So two changes for Leeds at the break. It's Watkins, left-footed, puts it in. Big chance, unmarked, and they've missed. And the offside flag didn't go up to save Leeds. And Maupay should have made it 2-0.
I think he was stretching there, but again, the Leeds went to sleep at the back. If he controls and brings that down, he's got a free shot on Anderson against goal, but poor defensively from Leeds.
Hernandez now cuts in. Needs to find some delivery. Sold Phillips out there. Phillips was brave as a lion and wins it. Here's Vieira. We know he can hit them. Oh, what a save! One-handed by Bentley. That was going right in the top corner. And Bentley puts it behind for a corner. Vieira, two shots in a minute, and both could have hit the back of the net. Berardi's away here. Berardi down the left-hand side. Can he get into the box? He tries to scoop it up in the air. Keeper will come. Oh, he's dropped it! Chance for Leeds! And it's in! Alioski! Two goals! Goalkeeping howlers, one from Lonergan, one from Bentley, and Alioski nods into an empty net. It's Brentford 1, Leeds 1.
Unbelievable, just one long ball forward from Gaetano Berardi, and another goalkeeping error from absolutely nothing from Daniel Bentley, and this time Alioski does head into an empty net, and we've got a ball game on here, and all of a sudden the momentum's swinging a little bit, and the Leeds fans have found the voice.
To the edge of the box, free kick, foul by Phillips, right on the corner of the box. I think Calvin was just beaten by the skill of Josefsson there. Now, Barbe, we saw he hit one in the first half. I won't be surprised if he didn't shoot here, Stats.
Try and beat him at the near post.
Well, let's have a look. Barbe, it is left-footed, going to swing it in towards goal. Hammers it low, and it's gone straight through Lonergan and into the back of the net. Barbe with a strike. Lonergan says he couldn't see. And he's gone in the far post. Well, he gave Leeds a warning first half, Barbe, and he didn't miss the second time of asking. Brentford 2, Leeds 1.
Another soft goal to concede. Got to do better there, the keeper. You can see what's going to happen.
For Leeds, set piece on the far side. It's going to be swung in by Hernandez. Right-footed towards the six-yard box. Great ball in, and it's headed wide by Leeds, and that was a chance to level it up.
What a chance.
That was a chance. 6 yards out, and it's put wide. Was it Ayling who missed it?
Ayling. What a brilliant ball in from Hernandez.
Well, it could be three here. Chance for Brentford to wrap it up. Watkins block. Breaks back for Brentford. Big chance. Pulls it back. Edge of the box. Once. 3-1. Icing on the cake. Brentford win at Griffin Park. Leeds wait for a win here. We'll go on at least another year. And the pressure now piles on Christiansen. No answers from Leeds. They're going down by 3-1.
Just puts the gloss on it, really, for Brentford. Probably what Leeds don't deserve, but it's another defeat. And now the pressure's going to be obnoxious for Thomas Christiansen. They probably don't deserve to lose 3-1. As Liam Cooper thumps the ground in despair. But Crikey, yeah. Problems, big problems for Leeds United. And I actually fear for his job now.
Full time at Griffin Park, and it's the home fans who are full of cheer. A lot of the Leeds fans have made their way out, they're the way to our left. That's very unlike them. They're fed up.